about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back. Thank you all for tuning in. How's it going out there? All right. So, I think I got my voice back. We got a very good show tonight. Apparently, somebody is trying to sue McDonald's because they said they turned her into a prostitute. It's actually pretty interesting. We've got to talk about that. Plus, drug maker thinks he has a cure for the common cold. So the cold hopefully won't be too common. I don't know what they're going to call it. The uncommon cold? Not too sure. Looks like also kidney stones. A lot of you guys have had them. I've had them. They're now saying too little calcium could be linked to kidney stone. As opposed to too much calcium. So we got to talk about that. And then I guess students can now have sex with their teachers if they're 18 years old. The Arkansas Supreme Court has struck down a law preventing students from having sex with their teachers as long as they're 18. So I know many of you are probably happy about that one. So, hey, that is what is going on in the world today. So please, I'd like to also hear from you what's going on in the world today. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, any medical news I have that comes in. Actually, we've got a lot of cool stuff that I want to talk about, little robot type stuff. I love it when they say they're going to put a robot in our body, right? And that's going to solve all our problems. All right, like remember that little colon robot with the propeller that's supposed to go up our colon and take pictures while the doctor's holding the hand controls? No, thank you, please. I'll just stick with the old x-rays. I'll just take the radiation. No propelled video game up my colon, please. Thank you. I'll pass. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what happens here? McDonald's turned me into a prostitute, this woman says. Shelley Lynn from California said McDonald's should have... I don't know how McDonald's puts up with all this. Between the Happy Meals, turning people into prostitutes, what's going on here? McDonald's should have protected her against her predatory ex-husband and former boss, Keith Handley. Mr. Handley hired her to work behind the counter 30 years ago at his Arroyo Grande McDonald's franchise before the pair began dating 5 years later. But when Miss Lynn lost her job, the relationship, she said, started to break down. Handley still runs the franchise, but the husband forced her termination and made her more vulnerable to his demands. She blames McDonald's for putting her at the mercy of the company. She is suing him and the restaurant company Ivernia in California Central District Court. Now, he, of course, doesn't know what that she's talking about. McDonald's had no policy in place whereby Lynn could have filed a grievance against Handley. All right. So apparently he bought her a home in Vegas, but then told her she'd have to get a job as a prostitute in one of the legal brothels to pay for it. Then he began pressuring her on a daily basis that it was no big deal to engage in sex to make money, that she would lose her home and everything she had. So she took a job at the Chicken Ranch in Pahrump, Nevada, where she became a top booker. I wonder how you get that. A top booker required to sleep with up to 12 men a night. That's horrible. It's horrible. It's sad. They got married in 1988, but soon divorced. She still married the guy. Now she seeks lost wages, special damages, as opposed to regular damages. She wants special damages. You guys getting all this? I guess it's a legal term. Compensatory damages and punitive damages for sex trafficking, negligent retention, and supervision of franchisees and racketeering. The ex-husband cannot be reached for comment. I'd hide too. I still don't understand what a chicken McNugget has to do with any of this. Why is McDonald's involved? Oh, I see, because she would have complained to them because they're the boss. Really? Are you liable if you own a chain and somebody buys a chain and they're a jerk husband? Or if all of this is true, he's more than just a jerk. But how is the owner liable? And then if you marry your boss, is it still sexual harassment? Even though she's not suing for sexual harassment. See, that's why we always say never dip your pen in the company ink. Even when I was in medical school, I told you guys about my first day of medical school, right? Did I tell you about my first day? I still remember that far back. Yeah, you know, I'm all excited, right? Because all the guys I dated in undergrad were complete doofuses. And I'm sorry if any of you, my ex-boyfriends are listening to the show. You, not you, but, you know, everybody else. And, I'm looking pretty good. You know, I fit into a pair of jeans that was one size smaller than they needed to be, but they look good, right? Nice top on, had my bra straps completely aligned so I wasn't Picasso-ing it. Makeup looked good, hair was nice and teased. I look good. I sit down, I'm going to come late, right? Didn't have any books, but that's okay, no big deal, because that wasn't what you do on the first day. The first day, you look for someone to date. And I sit down, I kind of get all cuddly, and as I check out the room, the dean's up there saying, it's advised not to date people in your class. And, you know, after I heard that, I, you know, buttoned up the shirt and, you know, found a book and opened it up and started to study. I'm joking. I married my husband, who was a chiropractor in a completely different state. I was a good girl. But anyway, don't date anybody at work. And if you do date somebody at work and he asks you to be a prostitute, respectfully decline. Say I'll pass. This could have been completely avoided. Okay, it looks like we're coming up on break. Good. I'm kind of getting hungry. I want a Big Mac now. All right. When we come back from break, we got a lot to talk about. I don't hear the music though, so maybe I'm a little early. Oh, it's daylight savings time. Oh, okay. So maybe there's not a break for another hour. Oh, there we go. Good. Okay, so it's not daylight savings time. All right, don't go away. I know it's Megabucks weekend. Okay, 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Show, how y'all for tuning? Okay, fix your radios. Yeah, fix your radios. Good. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Anonymous writes, Doctor, I know what you're going to say, but don't get mad. I'm actually in love with my boss. I started. Ooh, this is good. All right, make sure there's nothing too risque in this one here. I started working for him 2 years ago as a paralegal and found him adorable. And have just adored him more and more. He is in a superior position, and I know I could get into trouble at work, but really want to go with my feelings. Doc, if this was love at first sight and you only fall in love once, what should I do? Well, no. If you're working with him and he's in a superior position, well, let's not talk to positions. If he's, sorry, got to keep it clean here. No, you cannot. If you're working with him, for him, under him, above him, no. Now, if you really love him, I mean, if this, you know, I would then leave the job. All right, I don't prepare for these. If you guys think I sit here and prepare reading your emails, I don't. Maybe I should have, okay? This is what I want to say. No, you should not be dating anybody at work. I think it could be a disaster. But if you really think this is the one, then I would have plans to work somewhere else so you can date him. Now, there's a variety of ways you could do this. I mean, one is you could talk to him and say, you know, look, hi, I have feelings for you. And I would love to have a relationship with you. And I know it's not a good idea to work with you when this happens. So I'm going to be looking for another job. And here's my number. You know, or here's my Facebook page. Poke me. No, don't say poke you. Okay. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. She's in love. Come on, people. She's in love. Let's be serious. This is serious. But I do have to disagree with you. Love at first sight, and you only fall in love once. I do believe in love at first sight. I do. My husband, it was love at first sight, although I didn't know I was in love with him. All I noticed is I was trying to be a little bit more obnoxious and funny around him. I didn't realize it's because I had feelings all of a sudden, but it wasn't. I didn't realize it was love at first sight, but I know I always liked him ever since I saw him. With him, no, it wasn't love at first sight. It was disgust, probably contempt. I don't know. Yeah, he married me by default, but for me, yeah, it was love at first sight. Do you only fall in love once? No, I think you could fall in love multiple times. I do. Well, here's the proof, right? You all saw Lord of the Rings, right? Right? Didn't you just love the movie Lord of the Rings? And then what happened the next year? The Two Towers, right? Lord of the Rings 2, right? And then what happened in 2002? Lord of the Rings 3, right? Falling in love 3 times. There you go, 3 times. So no, I don't think if you fall in love, you have to say this is it. And it has to be the one. I just think back to high school. You were falling in love every week back in high school, right? Oh, he's the one. Oh, he's the one. Oh, she's the one. Oh, she's the one. Oh, you know. No. So, no, I think you can fall in love multiple times. I hope you don't. I hope, you know, the person you fall in love with is the one you marry, and then you're with the one you marry the rest of your life. But, no, you can. You can fall in love, I believe, multiple times. But, no, if you work for this person, no. And if you can't go to another job, then you wait. You wait. Because remember, he's not going to be in a position, even if he likes you, to date you. He can't. Because the Civic State sexual harassment. You said he was in a position superior to yours. Which, by the way, is always kind of sexy. You know that? You have somebody who, you know, has that, superiority in that supervisory role. Supervise me, boss. Now, so I understand why, you know, it's attractive to you. And again, like you said, you fell in love with him, love for sight. That's wonderful. But no, he will not be able to date you because it could somehow go against him later as sexual harassment. So you don't even put it, if you love him, don't put him in that position. That's why, you know, if you think you're in a position where you could talk to him, tell him, look, I have feelings for you. I want to date you and I'm going to leave the job to do this. Now, remember, you're taking a big risk because if he goes, You have feel, what kind of feelings? Really? Oh, well, that's nice. Right? We've all been there, right? Right? You're ready to spill out your guts. You spill out your guts telling him he's the love of your life. You want to have his babies. And he goes, the phone's ringing. You need to answer the phone. Be careful. Again, I'm not making fun of you, honey. I'm not making fun of you. Just, practice out all scenarios with this, because if he has absolutely no idea and he's like, oh, that's nice. I gotta go. You just put yourself in a very awkward position and you're probably gonna have to leave anyway. So what I would do is start getting another job ready because, you know, it's, and then if you do have another job ready and lined up and you think, you know, you can go for it, then do that and let me know. But by no means, if you plan on being there for any particular amount of time, date him while you're there. Okay? Okay, did I handle that well? Whew. All right. Okay, George from Salt Lake City writes, my knee burns every time I kneel when I'm a catcher for my company's team. I look like an old man out there trying to stand up. What do you think is going on? Again, don't date anybody on the team. Okay? I know, knee pain. Okay, we'll talk about the knee. For those of Genesis, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so if you have knee pain that's burning, that's tough. I get that a lot. I get emails all the time. You know, I want to date my boss. I want to date my coworker. I want to date my secretary or my staff. And, it's dangerous. You cannot be in that position, people. I would rather you do the dating when you guys are in opposite just different jobs. You don't, and I mean, imagine if something goes wrong and then your whole work team knows what you were like in bed, let's say, or you know, or what if somebody takes pictures of each other? I wouldn't do it. Stay out of that. Stay out of that. Okay. George, what's going on with your knee? All right. Knee burns every time you kneel. Okay. Yeah. It sounds like it's probably a cartilage issue. Many of us have knee pain. This happens to me too. You know, when my kids were in the bubble bath and I'd have to kneel next to them, I could barely get up because the knee was stiff and it would burn. And the reason why is when you are in a position where the, let's say the meniscus, which is the cartilage in between the bones of your knee, the cushion, the shock absorption, is a little torn or frayed, and you're in a position where it's irritating that, you know, like in the kneeled position, the flexed position, your inflammatory juices all get in there. Okay, you may not completely swell, but your inflammatory juices get in there because they want to provide a buffer. That's why whenever you sprain your knee or your finger or, you know, or your ankle, you swell because it's trying to cause a buffer so you don't move as much. So when that happens, and it's instantaneous. I know, I'm like walking around fine, then all of a sudden I have to bend to pick something up. I get up and then boom, it's stiff. I mean, your body reacts fast. You could swell pretty quickly. But it could be very, very painful. So to me, it makes me think you have something wrong with your meniscus. You know, and depending on where it is, your medial meniscus is on the inner part of your leg, your lateral meniscus more on the outer. Now, people go, well, what about ligaments? Well, your ligaments, like your ACL and your posterior collateral ligament and your MCL, medial collateral ligament, those, I hurt those as well when I was skiing. Those deal with the stability of the knee. So if you were, if your knee was giving way, let's say you were kneeling or you were getting up and then you started to fall to the side, that giving way is more of a ligament issue. Boy, you guys are getting orthopedics one-on-one. Wow. Right. So the fact that it's just burning, I mean, you could get up, but it's stiff and burning, to me makes me think it's more of a cartilage issue, arthritic issue, as opposed to a ligament issue. And the doctor can tell. There's a variety of tests he could do, McMurray's test, and you know, a variety of orthopedic things. But the MRI is probably going to be one of the things he does, because the MRI will be able to look in between the bones at the meniscus and see where the tear is. Now, sometimes you'll have to fix the radios. Sometimes you'll have to have surgery to fix it. Sometimes they may just do an injection with a little steroid in there. And the steroid will hopefully decrease the inflammation so you could get by. And if you really don't have enough meniscus in there and it's bone on bone, then what they'll do in that particular case is probably try like that Synvisc, which is that hyaluronic acid that is like kind of a fake type of cartilage, kind of like a dummy cartilage that can go in there and provide a cushion. All right. So, yeah. But keep exercising, though. Problem is being catcher, when you guys play baseball, I think that is one of the worst positions to be. I mean, you know, you're right there next to the bat, so if the guy throws a bat, he could hit you. The ball could hit you, and you're the one that has to catch the fly balls, right? If there's a foul, I can't catch. I hate being catcher. Don't make me catch any fly balls. And then if somebody is running to home plate, you're the one that has to stop them. I mean, you know, if you want to be a hero and you're good, I could see why. But if you're no good, don't be the catcher. Left outfield, right? Or center field. Do center field. Center field's great because left and right always cover you. Really? I can't give baseball advice? Come on. Isn't it March? Well, March Madness is over, huh? No, not always. All right. Okay, don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dolly coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like we're not done with emails. Pal from Honolulu, Hawaii writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm listening to you online. I'm actually in love with my brother's sister. What do you think about that? Is that a joke? No, you can't be in love with your brother's sister. What you think brother's wife? You think that's what he means? All right, yeah, guys, if you type an email to me, If you type in it, just proofread it. You don't have to spell check it, just proofread it. Although that does bring up a good subject. What if you fall in love with somebody that you shouldn't? All right, let's say that this other woman, the anonymous one we were talking about previously, where she's in love with her boss. Do you guys know how to fall out of love with somebody? Maybe that's something we need to talk about. Okay, I think in many cases people fall in love or they think they're in love. And it's a situation that's probably pretty hazardous for him. They shouldn't be in love, like with your brother's wife, if that's what he meant. I don't know. Or with your boss. And you need to learn how to fall out of love with somebody. And I don't think it's that difficult. to fall out of love. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, then you don't believe in true love. No, I believe in true love, but you can't be in love with someone else's spouse. And you probably can't be in love with your boss, right? So, and you can't be in love with your student. We still need to talk about that, where teachers could have actual relationship with their students if they're over 18. Okay, so what you first have to do is distance yourself. Now, I suppose that would be very, very difficult if you know, it's a family reunion and, you know, and you're always together on Thanksgiving and Christmas, let's say, if it's your brother's wife. But, and again, it's hard to distance yourself from work. But like I told her, I go, then leave the job. I mean, distancing yourself helps. When you're seeing a person day in and day out, that's not good. Then, you know, come up with a list of reasons that would, I guess, turn you off. Like, for example, let's say some of you are in love with me, Dr. Dahlia, okay? Now, I could see how, you know. Yeah, I'm 6'2", blonde, blue eyes, 36, 21, 30. Donovan's laughing. Okay, well, let's say you imagine me as such, okay? And you think, oh, I'm so nice. Okay, don't. Let's have you fall out of love with me, okay? Number one, imagine hair on my upper lip, okay? Imagine me burping after a beer. You see how you could start getting turned off? Imagine me having a piece of chive in the middle of my teeth as I do the show. See, it's kind of, you know, imagine me, this'll do it. If you guys want to fall out of love with me, okay, imagine me being a fan of Obamacare. Right, I exactly. Let the vomit, exactly. So, you see, very easy to fall out of love. Okay, there, all right? So, but key is you have to distance yourself. And then, you know, maybe you really need to get out there and see, you know, who else is out there. You know, many of us are probably most social time is high school, which is kind of sad for a lot of us, right? But maybe it's high school, maybe it's college, maybe it's right after high school. You know, and then you start, you know, getting into your late 20s and your 30s, and your life is work and then home. And so the only people you're around are at work. We talked about this. You know, how do you meet people? If let's say you're going through a divorce and you're in your 40s and you're a doctor, you know, we talked about this, and, you know, you can't date your patients. And so doctors have gotten caught going online trying to, you know, find their patients and meet them, et cetera. You aren't in a social situation where you're meeting other people. Well, you need to do that. Okay. Again, no dipping your pen in the cup of the ink. So maybe you do need to, you know, I don't, maybe go to a church group, maybe join a bowling team. Well, bowling team is hard if they're all the same sex. But there's a variety of different groups and clubs you could do. And you don't have to join a club where there's going to be singles. Remember, if you're a part, I get this a lot with people who have just lost a spouse. Well, not just lost a spouse, but they lost a spouse. They want to kind of get back into the swing of things, but, you know, they don't know how. And, you know, but all these groups, they're all couples. But remember, couples do know, you know, certain people and do have friends that are single. Now, I'm not saying you should be put up on a blind date or set up on a blind date, et cetera, but just the more people you know, the more it increases your chance of meeting somebody. Somebody as a brother or a sister or a friend or neighbor or their parole officer or something. So if you are in a position where all your life is work and there's only two people, your boss and your coworker, and that's it, and those are the only people you're going to have in your life for the next 5 to 10 years, and you're single, you need to figure out how to get out more. You do. You know, even online dating sites. We talked about those of you that are Trekkies. I guess there's like a Star Trek dating site. They're not all the dating sites are meat markets. Some of these dating sites, they're not really dating sites. You're able to meet people based on what you like, what you have in common. I should have a Dr. Dahlia site. Anybody who likes a Dr. Dahlia site, yeah, there is one friend. That would be cool. We should do that, right? Then we could hook everybody up. Yeah, well, that'd be nice. Okay, so just if you're in love, the point to this before I move on is if you are in love with somebody you should not be in love with, then fall out of love with them and fall out of love with them fast. Now, true, you may run into them at Walmart. right? And go, oh, you know, and you know, some feelings may spark, because remember, you know, if you are a person with, you know, a good heart and a lot of emotion, your feelings might not have been fake. And yes, you might have been in love with them, but just because you're in love with somebody doesn't mean that's the one you can be with. This is kind of a difficult subject to bring up with my patients, but sometimes I have to talk to them about, was the love of your life the one you married? And I would probably say 95% of my patients say, no, I did not marry the love of my life. Now, why? Why would you not marry the love of your life? One, the love of your life didn't love you back. I mean, Viggo Mortensen. Okay, all right, we'll move on. But anyway, one, the love of your life never loved you back. Number two, which in my case, the love of my life went to jail. No. Okay. Again, no. No. No, my husband is the love of my life. I was very lucky. I was very lucky. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. Sometimes the love of your life may not make the best wife or mother. Right? Or it may not be the best husband or father. You know, when you go through the dating, you date, you have fun, you know, and things happen, things don't. But then you go, okay, who is going to be wifey, right? Or who is going to be daddy to my kids? And many times that is a completely different person than the one you fantasize about or the one you thought you would always end up with. And sometimes that's better. I mean, remember, you don't always get 100% with the person you choose to be with. The person you choose to be with needs to be there in sickness and in health till death do you part, right? And if you don't think the person you're with, even though you love them to death, is not going to be there in sickness and in health till death do you part, then that's not your true love, and that's not the one you should be with and marry. You know, I can't tell you how many people I had wonderful relationships with, but they liked other women too, and they probably would have cheated on me. That's why I'm very happy I ended up with my husband, because he hasn't cheated on me, and he hasn't dumped me, and he hasn't left me, right? And he has a pulse. I'm lucky, right? I'm very lucky. No, I love my husband to death, and I still don't know why he's with me. He could have any woman he wants, and you know, he's with me, you know, unibrow and all. But, you know, many people, if you really think back, I know some of you are nodding. If you really think back to people that you probably could have been with, you would have said, oh, she would have been the worst wife. She would, and you run into these people. Why do you think Facebook is so popular among us middle-aged people? Because we get to see who we would have ended up with. And you go, whew, that was a close one. So, I know people do that. I know people Google image me. You go to Google image and you type in the name, you know, Dahlia Wax or, you know, Dirk or whatever. And lots of time Google image will pull it up because of Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. And you get to see what they look like now and what they're doing. And, you know, and you could be like, okay, whew, that wouldn't have been for me. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more news. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. This just in, another doctor is accused of giving propofol in the house, this one to his daughter. The California Medical Board has just suspended the license of a doctor accused of giving his daughter hundreds of at-home doses of the powerful anesthetic propofol, which is the same one that killed Michael Jackson. Dr. Robert Markman of Northridge, a retired anesthesiologist, is now barred from practicing medicine pending a full administrative determination from the state licensing agency because he gave propofol to his daughter 500 times in 5 years. And the home was, quote-unquote, filthy. Apparently, he gave the daughter the drug for unspecified genital pain that she'd unsuccessfully sought help for, I guess, from major hospitals in the country. I don't know if that's endometriosis. I'm not sure what genital pain they're talking about. And that the daughter had suffered excruciating pain for 17 years before the father began administering the treatments. Wow. Okay. Where are people getting the Propofol? I don't even think I could get it. Maybe I could order for a medical supply store, but in the house. What are you going to do? Okay, so what's going on here? Arkansas court overturns ban on teacher-student sex. Oh, okay, here we go. Arkansas Supreme Court struck down a state law on Thursday that banned teachers from having sex with students under the age of 21, overturning a sexual assault conviction against a former teacher who had a consensual relationship with an 18-year-old student. All right. Apparently, 36-year-old David Paschal, a former teacher in the Elkin School District, Northern Arkansas, I guess, had a consensual sexual relationship with a female student at the high school. She was 18. Now, the girl had been a student there for the 10th and 11th grades, but she later became his aide and offered to babysit his children. They began an affair in 2009. He was convicted of 4 counts of second-degree sexual assault and 1 count of bribing a witness at a jury trial last year, sentenced to 30 years of prison. They said, regardless of how we feel about Paschal's conduct, which would correctly be referred to as reprehensible, we cannot abandon our duty to uphold the rule of law when a case presents distasteful facts. He had a right to engage in private, consensual, non-commercial acts of sexual intimacy with an adult. For the majority to say that such authority vanishes when a student turns 18 ignores the realities of the student-teacher relationship. I cannot agree that a teacher has a right protected by our Constitution to engage in sexual contact with a student. Judge Brown, I guess, who didn't agree with it. How do you like my commentary on these things? I'm just kind of in shock that this would be a back-and-forth issue. I mean, honestly, kids, really? I mean, at 18, aren't you supposed to be thinking about what you're going to do after school? You aren't supposed to be thinking about, you know, how to have affairs with people. And honestly, doesn't anybody have any control over their hormones or emotions? Man, I mean, I knew when I was 18, I wanted to either be in entertainment or I wanted to be a doctor. I just knew. And nothing was going to get in my way. No relationship, no hibbity-dibbity, no 7 minutes of pleasure. No. I was going to do what I needed to do. And yes, if I dated somebody along the way, that's great. I don't understand how these people could, love. All right, I guess love is in the air. Love, she loved him. But I love him, Dr. Dahlia. He's married with kids. Leave him alone. All right, what's going on here? Too little calcium in water linked to kidney stones. Now, for those of us that have had kidney stones, we could all probably agree we didn't drink a lot of water at the time. I know I didn't. I was never thirsty. Maybe I'd eat a plum, and that would quench my thirst. I would never drink water. But we always thought that calcium could be an issue, right? Because the most common type of kidney stone is a calcium kidney stone. Well, what they found is actually a diet with too little calcium could put you more at risk for kidney stone. This was a study that looked at 78,000 women in their 50s and 70s. The risk of developing first-time kidney stones declined as calcium and fluid intake increased. On the other hand, the odds went up with a higher sodium diet. Yeah, you need to be very careful with sodium. Again, that's my commentary. You need to be very careful. Kidney stones develop when urine contains more crystal-forming substances like calcium, uric acid, that was mine, uric acid, and a compound called oxalate. That can be, all right, so anyway, what happens, and we've talked about how the kidneys work, blood goes through the kidneys. The kidneys are supposed to keep what they want, dump what they don't want, and they dump it into urine. Okay, and there's a whole process that goes on, but I just kind of summarized it real quick because we're going to be running out of time. Now, if you have a lot of calcium deposits, they may settle into the kidneys and then form a kidney stone. Now, the key to this is they aren't talking calcium supplements. We know that overdoing calcium supplements could give you kidney stones. They're talking dietary calcium. So people that have good dietary calcium have less of a chance to have kidney stones. You see, but they aren't saying up your calcium supplements. There's a big difference. Calcium supplements, very chalky, could definitely solidify and cause issues. So when they're talking about dairy intake, again, the natural types of foods, I don't think you have to worry as much if you like your yogurt, if you like your, cottage cheese, if you like your calciums and vegetables and et cetera. I have to be careful about regular cheese with some of you because of your cholesterol. But it just goes back and forth. You know, many of us, we're overdoing it, I think, with our supplements. And then we're like, oh, okay, well, I got a kidney stone, so I got to stay away from calcium. Well, you may not have to stay away from dietary calcium. Now, by the way, if any of you guys do get a calcium kidney stone and you do not take calcium supplements and you don't overdo things with calcium, you may want to get something called a PTH run. That's your parathyroid hormone. Sometimes your parathyroid hormone will put you at risk for stones because it'll leach calcium out of the bones. That's how the calcium gets into your blood stream and then, congregates in the kidney. So I would just recommend getting that done. Now, true, some of you were put on a low calcium diet after you were found to have a calcium kidney stone. Absolutely. But those of you were probably the ones who weren't taking calcium supplements. The doctor probably said, wow, you have a calcium kidney stone. I don't know where you get your calcium from, so come back. But if you got your calcium kidney stone from the supplement, you get that? You may just only have to stop the supplement. So this is what I would recommend. This is what I think people should do a lot more often than they're doing and they aren't. There's a test you could do to figure out what is high in your urine. Because if you have extra elements in your urine, that could tell us you may be having extra elements solidifying in your kidney. It's called a 24-hour stone risk. That's how they found out I had uric acid stones as opposed to calcium stones. Let's say you think you're doing everything right. And you cut back on the supplements, you're eating just a regular amount of dietary calcium, what you could do is you could run another stone risk test, even if you haven't had a kidney stone for 2 years. If you still have high calcium in the urine, then we know it could be something more biologic or endocrinologic, etc. And you should still get that PTH run. I'm sorry if I'm not conjugating my verbs correctly. I really hope none of you are grammar teachers, because you are not going to like my show. Okay, I'm grammatically challenged. All right, so you guys get that? Any of you that have ever suffered a kidney stone, make sure you know what it is and what kind of kidney stone it is. And if you don't, because the kidney stone fell into the toilet and you never dug it out, then have one of those 24-hour analysis tests done to see what you're excreting more of. And if you excrete more calcium, you know you have to cut back on calcium and figure out why. If you're excreting more uric acid, then you may need to be on something called allopurinol, which decreases your blood uric acid, or you may have to avoid purines, which are highly prevalent in meats, which is what I was told to do, and I didn't listen. I went vegan for maybe 2 hours, and then that was it. I'm like, I'll take the pill, thank you. And then I stopped taking the pill. So I may have a kidney stone. I passed a kidney stone on air last year. It was excruciating, but it passed. It's a couple of them, too. And then we made earrings with it. It was a very good show. All right, guys. If you could stay on board for another hour, please do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So sassy and so stimulating. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.